This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Hello, Monday. Hello, boys.
Oh, Sarah.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us everything, Reno.
Mm. It was great.
It's just one night, right?
Yeah, just one night. Honestly, it made the weekend feel really long. Like, went home, jumped in the car, drove up there. We picked out a book to listen to. But we mostly talked. You know, it's like 8 hours there and back. So I found like an 8-hour mystery. Or I should say John found a book that was about 8 hours. Because I don't like to know what a book is. And he needs to know what it is before he'll start reading it. You know what he started is a fairy tale.
I love that book.
Yeah. It's a Stephen King book. Oh. He's doing that one on his own. The one we
love
picked,
that book.
I know.
Really?
So charming. I really loved it too, Vinny. It's a simple story. It's exactly what it says. Fairy tale. And it incorporates a lot of classic fairy tale pieces, like some of the Grimm's fairy tale stuff is in there, just characters and nothing really super specific, but it's fun. Anyway, I don't even know why I said that. That's the book he's reading currently, but we had to find something that neither one of us had read, and we picked out something called The Silent Patient, and we're maybe 3 hours into it. So we listened to that on the way up, and that was fun, but we yapped about stuff and talked about, you know, plans for retirement, that kind of thing. Those things people our age talk about. Mm. And we get up to Reno, and it's just as seedy as I remember it being. I've only ever driven through it. I've never stayed there, but John goes all the time. He loves it. And he proceeded to give me the grand tour. And I was like, you know what, John? This is cute. There's this spot. I don't know.
You just said it was seedy.
It's seedy. Oh, my God. It is seedy. There's no question. Like, whoa.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, just has that methy underbelly feel.
It's a little methy here.
It's a little bit methy. I will say one thing about Vegas is, and I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time like in downtown Vegas or anything. I'm usually in some hotel out on the strip or whatever. Their air handling systems there are just so much better. And there's mostly non-smoking. Not Reno. That is like, smoke is welcome. Come on in, stink the place up.
Did you smoke a cig?
No.
Oh.
In fact, it's not even enjoyable. Like, you know how when you've quit smoking and you smell smoke and it's just got that, yes, oh man, that smell. No, this is 1,000 years of smoke just built up on the grimy, seedy wall. It's actually not that bad, but it's really noticeable. So we stayed at the Silver Legacy. Ding, ding, shame, I guess. Place is wonderful. And it was fine. We had a great time. We went out looking for dinner. It's still light out. Oh, here's the other thing, too. Scooters everywhere in this place. It was really fun. Like, you go out, you get this app, and you...
You rode a scooter.
Everywhere. Yeah, all over the place.
Huh. Like on the back with John, or each had your own scooter?
And these are true. These are not like a Vespa. This is just a flat platform. You kick off of it, and then there's a little throttle thing. And you zoom around.
Like a Lime.
Yes, like that. I think that I've seen that. This one's called Bird.
Yeah.
So you.
Is it as fast as your e-bike?
No.
And your e-bike was faster than.
Oh, yeah. They're not fast. They're really not. I mean, if you're going, it doesn't have a speedometer on it, but if you're going 15 miles an hour, I'd be amazed. So, and you can't ride them on the sidewalk, and they start beeping at you if you are on the sidewalk. They like know exactly where they are. And your app shows you where they are. Like at one point, we walked out and somebody had taken our scooters, and I'm like, okay, well, there's one half a block down that way and one over there. Let's go.
It's the first time you've done that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
I've never done that.
Yeah, it's, and honestly, it was great. You didn't have to worry, because some of the places, he's like, oh, I want to take you over to this one place. It's called the Depot. Ding, ding, ding. And so we just tooled around and looked at all this stuff, and it's got all this kind of little cute downtowny area where the casinos are. But then there's this other place called Midtown, mm-hmm. which is on the other side of the river, and it's darling. Yes.
Question, did you go thrifting?
No, however.
Because that's,
yes.
Reno is prime for
that. It's absolutely great. And so when John's birthday party was planned
for
there.
Why would Reno be?
It's like pawn shop galore, flea market, like permanent flea market feeling places, like a huge space. There's a place called Uncle Junkies. And you go in there and you.
It's a little messy there.
A little. You go in. I know, Uncle Junkie. Two E's, no Y. You go in and people have rented spaces in this large space. It's like maybe it was an old Kmart or something. And so now they've divided it up and you can rent a space. You had a bunch of junk to sell. You rent a space and you take it over and you. But some people have made whole little shops in there, and that's super fun. But those are everywhere. Yes, the thrifting, that's a thing. And it's one of the things for John's party when the boys all were going to go golfing, and a couple of the girls, I suppose. I was like, I want to do a pawn shop walk. And because there are just so many places just everywhere, every corner you turn, there's like, you know, Palace Jewels, and also guns and musical equipment. And just
we
fun.
Don't have all that around here.
Pawn shops in that kind of thickness? No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't even know where. I'm sure there's a pawn shop.
They have a lot of good clothing thrift shops.
A lot of vintage clothing. There's, a lot of like Goodwill feeling places.
What's that place called? Buffalo Exchange? Is that still around?
I don't know.
I think that's I think that's
the idea,
it's a big
though.
One.
Big they, clothing company.
And they have Halloween. That's a great time to go to Reno. There's great costumes and things like that.
Yeah. So anyway, I did like it. Then we go, we eat a nice burger somewhere, whatever. We go back to the. And by the way, here's the other thing about Reno. It is so casual. Like, you know, in Vegas at night, there's like, you know, the hookers dress up and everyone's got shiny stuff on. By the way, we saw this one hooker. We assume. We were sitting at a table playing three-card poker, which is, I love that game. Just so easy. You don't have to think. So playing three-card, and and John goes, hey, you think that's a hooker? And I look over, and the minute I'm like, yes. It's this dude, and he's got this girl sitting next to him, and she can barely open her eyes for how heavy the makeup and eyelashes that she's got glued onto her face are. It was... But she was dressed down. You know, she's a casual Reno hooker as opposed to the super glitzy, shiny, sequined Vegas hookers. So it's just wicked casual. Like you'll never feel underdressed in Reno because there's a dude who barely has a shirt on, 3 days growth and one tooth right next to you. It's great. It feels good. Feels right.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's brought to you by the city of Reno.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love it.
We're just a little methy.
Just a little.
Wait, so you loved it?
We had a great time. And I loved this Midtown area which is tons of shops like you were talking about. Lots of vintage stuff. A lot of cool, weird bars and just fun. I really liked it. And even some of the neighborhoods we drove through, I was like, like that. You know that quintessential California bungalow look? Just the front porch. Like, street after street after street filled with those things. Just so cute. Some better kept than others. I'm like, oh, meth guy owns that one. Over here, they look at fam, nice, you know, dual income family.
Boy, Reno really left you with a methy taste in your mouth, didn't it?
It's a little bit methy. Well, it's a city, and it's a bit of a seedy city. And people go there because you can sin there. You know, Nevada. Nevada. How you doing? So... Then we get back to the hotel and we sit down to play we're going to play this three-card poker, which is, if you gamble a lot, I love blackjack. I think it's really fun. And John really loves three-card and I like it. So I just sat down with him because honestly, I tried to nap on the way up and I just couldn't. I was in a car and I was just too excited, I guess. And so it's now we're pushing 8 p.m. and Sarah's been up since 3. So third person, Sarah. So we sit down at this table and John has gotten us some cash because we are going to gamble. And I put down a couple hundred bucks and they give me my chips and we're starting to play and kind of tick-tacking along. And the more I don't win, the more money I put out there because I'm like, well, I'm bound to, down to win. I'm about to win. So I have about a 50-buck bet in front of me when I hit a three-card flush, the straight flush, which pays 40 to 1. And so 800 bucks right off the top. And then it there's all these different ways to bet it. Like there's this one way where, and I did do this, you have a $5 bet in a thing that takes your cards and the dealer's cards and gives you the best five card hand. And there's all payouts for that. So the dealer, I had the straight flush with three cards. It's only three cards. So it was like the 8, 9, 10 of diamonds. And then they had a jack of diamonds and a queen of clubs. So I got the straight on that one, but not the straight flush, which sucked because that would have been a great payout. But that one hand, I made like $950.
Did you stop?
Yeah.
And I stopped.
And they gave me all these black chips. And I went, you know what? I feel like that's where this ends. It's almost 9 o'clock, John. So I handed my chips and I took off. And I went to bed. And
well, he stayed?
Oh, yeah.
Was there no hotel sex?
Oh, there was hotel sex, but it was earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just, you know, let's get that over with fast. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So then I go to bed. And then the next morning when I wake up, I look at my texts and stuff. And I see that John had a night because he's texting like a bunch of our friends. There was this band that he was watching that was like, I don't know if it was Tom Petty was the lead singer. Guy really looked like Tom Petty. They're doing all these things. And he and Pat are going back and forth talking. He's showing clips of the band and stuff. And I'm looking at the time like, okay, so he was still downstairs at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like that was what he was at. So
watching a Tom Petty cover band.
Just having drinks, gambling.
Wow. Yeah.
Hanging out with the casual hookers.
Yeah, the casual hookers, right? Nothing too glitzy. It's not like you're going to get glitter all over you.
What time did he roll in?
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't hear him?
I didn't. No, we get two rooms with an adjoining.
Got two separate rooms?
Oh, hell yeah.
You don't get
it's
like two
Reno.
Queen beds, no?
No, there are two queen beds in my room. But I was only sleeping. All my crap was on one of them, and I was sleeping on the other.
Wow.
In the actual bedding that they provide, the hotel provides.
I am shocked.
It's Reno. It's not fancy. You know what that cost us? Less than a hotel room in San Francisco.
I'm not even thinking about what it costs. I just am surprised that you would go on a one-nighter and be like, I need my own room.
No, he actually got me the room. I was like, oh, great. Thanks. Super. Yeah, it's great. Well, he was going to roll in at 1:30. I'm already in a hotel, so I'm not going to sleep well. It was super. And then I can get up in the morning and I can make my coffee and, you know, burp, whatever I want to do. Sit there, ticky-tack on my laptop, and he's in another room. It's great. Mm. Yeah, Reno. Seedy underbelly. It makes it cheap. Keeps it cheap. Keeps it casual. Casual hookers. If he wants to bring a casual hooker back,
yeah,
you know,
he's got his own room.
I won't even know. I'll be in the other room. Reno.
I'm surprised, but okay.
Oh, you're still surprised about the rooms?
Just that it's a one night. I would think that you guys would be like, yeah, it's one night.
Yeah, we've done that. And when it's expensive, we do that.
Okay.
Dude, it sucks though. I like to, you know, spread out like a starfish. Or if there's two beds in the room, that's nice. It's just I knew he wasn't gonna get up. So he got up at maybe 9:30, something like that.
But I'd been up
since 5.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like I'd been up later earlier than that. I don't sleep well in a place like that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And this job has totally started to got me up in the weekends now.
Yeah, for years you haven't had to do morning radio,
16
Maddie.
Years. And yeah, it's because my dog's now on the food schedule of 4:30, well, a little before 4. So that means I'm on a little before 4, 7 days a week.
Oh. Yeah, dogs with their, boy, they can really...
Can't hear, like, she can't see, but she can.
You're doing right by her, and you're going to be glad. When she goes to heaven, you'll be clear, and you'll also feel good that you handled it properly.
Thank you. I do feel that.
415 said, good morning, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Catching up on podcasts. The Maddie song was not made by some listener. It was made by me and one of your old interns commissioned by Hooman. He had us make a batch of sounders for the show. Nick, Livermore, Apple Podcasts.
Oh, listening on the app.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick, I wish I remembered you, but I'm sure you were a fantastic intern.
I'm sure you
intern.
Were great. I actually feel we like had I so might many good remember. Ones. I know. They do all blend together. Sorry about it, interns. But I feel like I do remember him. There was another kid who made a bunch of stuff, too. He made the Super Game Thursday. Can't remember his name.
I don't remember. But yeah. I do remember Nick in spirit. That we had some, he was talented and made some good stuff.
It was not just some listener. It was Nick. Hey,
sorry,
Nick.
There you go.
Thanks, yeah. Nick.
Nick, what do you do with your life now? Write us back. Let us know. What's
going on? We had a Nick intern later when Maddie was doing Stitch, wherever he left for. And that kid was in a band. Remember that kid? He played guitar and sang.
Is he the one who went and tried out for American Idol? And
I don't know if he is the one that did that. We've had a few that tried out for American Idol.
Oh, really?
I would definitely recognize an old intern, but the names go really fast.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah.
Back when we had interns.
Yeah, back. Well, maybe someday we will again. I mean, I'm hopeful for that.
Yeah.
You know, keep on keeping on. Like keep on hoping.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
Help some people out.
And it's so great to have a little bit of depth in the group here, you know? Like, oh, I'm stepping out. Can you jump on here and do this? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that get done. You'd think it would just sit and yap into a mic, but there's more. Not that Denny and I have to do, but I mean, you know.
No, there
although
is.
We did find out the hard way.
Yeah.
And it was just us for a couple months there. Woo!
Vinny, Sarah got me. I spent my weekend streaming The Traitors.
Oh.
I watched the first season.
I want to talk about that, okay?
Yeah.
So let me wrap this up and we'll play a song and we'll come back. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. See you in a sec.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.